Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I've been showering with you since I don't know when.
It's totally natural to mother's love.
I tell you all the time, you're my only friend.
And I really love your lasagna.
Look at me now, will I ever learn? I don't know how, but when you suddenly lick my face,
you run away and I start to chase.
Yes, it's strange, I want to sit in your bath.
Yes, it's strange that you're a sociopath.
Whoa, whoa, mamma mia, here we go again. Date night for three, no it doesn't suck. Mamma mia, I was low again. Thank you for paying for my tummy tuck.
Yes, from that gross colonic.
And that commercial for Sonic.
Mom, 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 I'll never let you go. Mamma mia, here we go again. Date night for three.
Yo, this episode's called Crossing the Line. And I had to pause it and get up and walk around my house because I was getting extreme sisters nausea.
Because they just keep crossing the line.
I loved it. Is there something wrong with me?
Yeah, let's move on. How long you got? It would take the whole show. I would just, it'd be one big listicle.
Y'all,
and I would tell you all the things that are wrong with
you. Poodle would become a human BuzzFeed.
I would. It would just be, oh, and I forgot, you're this. Oh, I forgot, your head's a gourd that sits atop your shoulders.
Y'all, this is Smothered. Season
this is Smothered
three,
and Covered.
Episode two, Crossing the Line. Boy, I really do want to, we don't have time right now because there's too much good shit, but I can't wait for us to do season one.
It's gonna I know.
Be a bit. Don't hold your breath. It's going to be a while.
I was fine with episode one. I could get into Carla and Rakia being really sexually inappropriate. I can kind of buy that.
Mm-hmm.
This insemination scene was blood curdling. I actually, like I said before, I had to get up and walk around my house. I had to eat lunch later than I thought I would because I could not. I was like, I'm hungry, but I can't eat lunch now. It was that kind of thing where when you've seen me after I ride a ride at an amusement park where I'm just a little green.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. It's okay. I just need to sit here for a little bit. Y'all, me at like Disneyland or me riding rides, I'm good like one or two rides. Then I need a break. I need to sit down and not be around people.
Disneyland, you're better actually. Six Flags, we're
not
too
good.
Old. We're
not
too
good.
Old for Six Flags.
Go good.
Y'all, Poodle and I have now become that person at Six Flags. And I used to make fun of you because you did it way, but Poodle was this way like in his early 30s. But I am this way now where if you want us to go to Six Flags, we will gladly sit at the bench and wait for you and wave to you up at the railroad.
Hi there!
Hi! Or I will sit there reading a book at the end of the ride waiting for you.
Yeah. Hi, we see you!
I've got Angela's ashes like in paperback, waiting on you with my sunglasses on and my fanny pack.
I just feel horrible.
I will seriously rot. I'll be at an amusement park and like Six Flags, and I'll be good for about an hour of standing in line. Then I just get sick, and it's usually always hot, but I get motion sickness. I'm not well for the rest of the day. I just want to sit down. I don't want to be bothered, and I want to eat hot dogs.
So I was going to say, this doesn't have anything to do with eating too many hot dogs / corn dogs.
Not familiar.
Yeah.
Never. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't think we have any announcements.
No.
Much.
Was the feeling I got during that segment.
We did. Before we begin, I just want to remind y'all, it's done. It's up. We want to let you know that this Smothered's coming out on Wednesday night. So be sure to subscribe to our Instagram, because on Thursday morning, we are dropping
Booty Call. Our Booty Call recap.
Our first one. Our sissy Christina, who's our editor, she's so phenomenal. And I just feel like,
can you imagine being our editor, y'all?
Boy. Boy.
She needs she's going to get a special place in heaven.
Thoughts and prayers for her. If you need one, come at us. She's a fantastic editor.
Yes.
Don't steal her from us. But a shout out to her in that she really just is so talented and used her skills so well to show us talking about fuck soup. She did. Didn't she?
But the amount of time she spent on me making dick jokes and ball jokes and taking two apples and a banana and moving towards the camera.
Like a penis. You know, the second edit she sent, I watched it.
It's not Bernardo Bertolucci here. Material.
I said, hey, Dad, watch this with me. And my father watched it with me. And he sat there shaking his head. And he said, that Jake's a horny bitch.
Oh, well, he's right.
He is. And I'm like, Dad, I said stuff about having sex too. Oh, well, you're different. Because I was his boy. He couldn't fathom me talking about having
you're his
balls
son.
Slap against my ass. But then he said, y'all are funny. I'd watch you.
I think I did say a pillow-like burlap sack. Hitting your backside.
You did. We might get banned from Instagram. Anyway, y'all, Foodie Call is dropping on Thursday morning. So be sure to subscribe to our Instagram Reality Gaze podcast so you can find that out. I believe that's it. Let's jump into this show.
Let's jump in.
Crossing the line. Let's go.
I can go take some Maalox.
It's
still
true.
Not well.
I have some Zofran. I'll send you a prescription if you need it.
What is that stuff that you take not to vomit?
Zofran.
Is that it?
Yeah, Zofran and Compazine. I know very well now. Sorry,
Jesus
y'all.
Christ.
Home Health Minute. Hey,
Home Health Minute.
Y'all, I will say we're still remote, but I'm back in Oklahoma.
Yay.
If you're for our intimate portrait, they'll see I'm back in Papa Mar's den with his.
Where's the popcorn machine?
It's in the corner.
Okay.
It's still here. Still here.
With the toilet sitting on top of it.
Yeah, it's still there. I was going to sell it, but I think I'm going to need it for Carl's wife's cameos, because Carl's wife cameos are back, y'all. They're back.
Nice segue.
All right, let's do this.
Let's talk
Angelica.
Let's talk about Angelica and Sunhi, y'all. If you remember, they're at this big dinner with Sunhi's mom, who lives in Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Can you imagine that wig coming at you in Nebraska? Just in the Winn-Dixie?
Someone is in Lincoln right now, and they just see this blonde hair
Asian lady who's probably in her 70s.
Yes. Walking out from behind a display of like Cornhusker Dr. Pepper cans. And they're going, holy fuck.
Now that's a statement piece.
Now someone said, they're like, this is her sister.
It's her mom.
It's her mother. And her name is Connie.
So yeah, imagine that wig coming at you, holding up a can and says, is this cream corn on special?
Wow.
It's a lot. It's a lot to take in. So,
oh, bless her heart. And because she has an accent, I bet a lot of people in Nebraska just say, what? What? Because that's what my dad does.
Like my mother with tech support. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's really
bad.
I cannot understand you. Say that again.
I'm like, please. This is embarrassing. Anyway.
And then she says, I don't know why I find them so hard to understand. And they can't understand me because I talk like plain English.
Yeah. Oh.
So, y'all, Toshiko is there as well. And they've already told her that they are engaged. And so she's kind of okay mm-hmm. with that. Her face is kind of bemused. When's the other shoe going to drop?
Yeah.
The next thing they say is, and we're expecting. And her face, it's kind of utter shock, but not a good surprise. Kind of like a surprise party, but instead of it's like a surprise birthday party, they say, surprise, it's time for your pap smear.
See,
it's just.
I think her face looks like someone who loves giving rim jobs, and then someone accidentally relaxes too much and shits on them. To me, that was her face.
That's close.
We've used this a lot. Or even worse, the same face that all of Usman's family had when he married baby girl Lisa.
They're all like, I knew I ate something bad.
I do. Raw dog in this shit.
There was not a single person happy in that room. Maybe baby girl Lisa.
Maybe.
Not even Usman was
happy
at that point.
He was not happy.
Y'all, if you look around and you're getting married and everyone's got those faces on, like that wedding, like they just had some bad clams. That's a red flag.
You're making a mistake. So she literally just whimpers at a,
What?
Kind of like when someone at like the end of the Harry Potter movie is dying, like, And so we find out that they're going to have a baby. And then Brett says, so is Sinhi still going to move in with you guys?
And she goes, no. She goes, well, I'll stay for as long as Angelica wants me.
And Connie says, probably she'll stay longer. And so Jason says, yeah, I invited her to move in. I don't know how long it's going to be. And
so she goes, like, well, no, I'll move in.
The entire table just stopped. And what is happening is what we wanted to happen.
I can't wait.
She looked shocked.
Oh, I lived for it. Finally, Soon-hee was speechless. And y'all, this is going to be like Godzilla versus Mothra this season.
Yes, or King Kong, which I just watched on HBO Max.
I'm telling you. And just like those movies, an entire town is going to be destroyed.
Entire town.
Some little breathe fire.
And
the MGM Grand will go up in flames.
Exactly. Whoosh. Toshiko, she looks at the camera and says, well, my son is very soft and people try to use him. I need to be here for him.
Sounds like a mother poodle line.
Soon-hee is like, this is the first I've heard for her movie. I hope she knows that I'm the most important thing.
Chef's kiss, producers.
Congrats. well done, my friend Andy. Mwah. Well done.
I have a feeling there's going to be some encounters between the two of those mothers.
Yes. Oh, you know what? This is an announcement, a thought. I just remind people, if you're listening to this on the free feed, that we give the first two episodes of Smothered on our free feed. But after this, if you want to listen, you're going to have to jump on the $8 tier on Patreon or on Supercast.
Give away Tums. Yeah, we
should.
Especially this episode, y'all. And speaking of Tums, it's time to talk about... Lisa and Lauren.
I almost wanted to make you save it for the end, but I know you have a knot in your stomach and you just
need to get it over with.
Yeah, I know.
I'd rather get it over with so you can
enjoy yourself. Because the fact that of what Kathy dressed up for Halloween was such a gift for you.
It was, really was.
And so let's get past this so you can enjoy that.
So y'all,
Kayla's coming over, and here we have the sister that's been pushed aside.
Are they twins, or they just look a lot alike?
They look very much alike.
Okay, just twins, checking.
That's fucked up, and I don't know why they're not on Extreme Sisters.
I think they went out and bought the Cajun/Louisiana TM trademark meal. We got buffalo, we got boudin, we got some dirty rice. Can you pass me the dirty rice, Shaw? Like, it is, all they needed was like an oyster po' boy and a man with like beads, like throwing beads to people.
I saw it and I just went, God, I'm going to have to hear this voice.
Can you pass this sausage, Shaw?
This looked so good, and I immediately got acid reflux just from looking at it.
A lot of fried. I couldn't keep my eyes off the onion rings.
Those onion rings were homemade and gigantic.
Yeah, God, I love onion rings.
When is the last time you had homemade onion rings?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever had homemade onion rings. I've had onion rings at a restaurant. Good onion rings. I've never had
homemade onion rings, like fried in like a light panko crust.
No, my mother never made fried. Would I ever let myself make fried onion rings?
But it's,
you know why? Because I'd eat them all.
It's at someone's house, like at an event or something, and they made them.
Nope, never happened.
I'm gonna make you homemade onion rings.
I've had really good onion rings out at restaurants.
That's true. That's probably true. They're probably very similar. Yeah.
Trust me, I would, for fried food, I know people do it at home. It's such a mess.
It is a mess. It is a mess. I once tried to make a bloomin' onion at home. Didn't go good.
Yeah, one of those things that showed you how to do it.
Do they even make
basic bloomin' chefs do that?
Do they even make blooming onions now, or now is it just onion pieces? I think they stopped making it in the onion.
Who cares? Who gives a shit?
I care because I would eat the entire bloomin' onion at Outback Steakhouse.
They are very good.
I want a bloomin' onion. God bless it.
Let's talk about, so it's Sunday dinner and they're, the sister's back. Kayla, the sister is there, says, and Kayla basically says, you know, I've always felt a little slighted my whole life because they plan vacations without me.
I watch the dogs. They really they go shopping together. They do things together.
This is a clear case of neglect.
Like,
I really disrespect parents who do this to their kids.
I do too. I think it makes me question Lisa. Well, it makes me question even more things about Lisa's parenting.
Yeah.
So. Kayla, they're sitting at the table. She's like, are y'all trying anything new, having a baby? And
Papa Lauren says to Laura Lee, which could be you have a low sperm count, child.
And Laura Lee rolls with it.
She rolls with it. I love her.
Y'all, we were right. She's our people where she
goes. She's our people.
She tweeted us out on our Instagram. So thank you for the shout out.
She is my favorite person of the new couples. She's my favorite person of all of them. I love her.
I like her a lot. I'm trying to think. Is there anybody else?
No, she's my favorite.
I really like her a lot. We still haven't met the blondes.
When they're kind of dancing with the big dog and the dog that's so big.
Yeah.
And my first thought is, can you guess what my first thought is?
Please don't fuck the dog. I know you do.
I'm really worried they're fucking around with
that
dog.
They're not fucking Marmaduke. They're not fucking a Great Dane. Great Danes don't want to fuck people.
And you know its penis is just jiggling around.
You have a very weird substantiated fear to bestiality. Like, you always go there. You're always worried about it.
It's not that I... It's not that I...
Like, you would swim with dolphins and worry that a dolphin would try to fuck you.
I wouldn't worry about it. I'm worried they're going to make me... That the possibility is there, and it makes me very uncomfortable.
I'm so sorry. You're so scared after Extreme Sisters. You're just so scared.
Let's just move through this.
I do think Laura, or I forget her name, but I do love the twins' mom, the psychic mom. What, I forget her name. Let me read your tea leaves.
That's a different show.
Don't they feel like they blend together?
A little bit.
A little bit. You're right. That is a different show. Yeah, I think she's my favorite. You're
short
right.
of a biscuit.
Short of a biscuit. So that's Extreme Sisters, y'all. So anyway, Lauren starts crying. She's like, we're trying. It's going really hard. But
Dad cries.
Everybody's crying. I think even Kayla cried. And so Lisa says, you know, if this is such a hard thing that she's going through, and I'm so happy that I'm here to help her. And Lauren says, you know, right, it's Lauren who's the daughter. Why does everybody
Lauren
have the same
name? Okay. Lauren is the daughter.
Lauren's like, so now we see, like, it's after dinner, and Lisa and Lauren are getting ready for the procedure, and Lisa's saying...
It's happening next day, I think,
next
right?
day, and Lisa's... Because after the sleepover, notice they skipped the they skipped the mother-daughter sleepover, because that was less weird than what we're about to experience.
I need to point out the obvious that this could... They've made a lot of hay about... That Lauren and Laura Lee have decided to pause their fertility and having a baby. They've decided to pause that.
Yeah.
And it's been a mutual agreement on both of them.
Yes.
But instead, Lauren has chosen to go to her mother.
Yes.
And they're going to inseminate her together, leaving out the person who's supposed to be the other most important person in her life.
Yep.
Just laying that out, because this seems like an extreme sister. This seems like extreme cruelty.
Yeah.
And I get it that it's a great gimmick for the show, but the reality is so ugly. Besides the reality of the mom actually inseminating her, which is revolting, your mother actually inseminating you.
I would never trust my spouse again.
Me either. Thank you for saying that.
Would never trust him again. It'd take a lot. So they're like, they're having this moment and they're crying. They're like, it's just been so hard. And it is. Fertility stuff is really hard, and it's exhausting and draining. And so... I want to make sure that people remember, I don't feel like we have, but as we maybe make fun of Lauren and Lisa, we're never making fun of their whole infertility. We've had too many friends that have gone through that, so we get that.
No, you just don't usually have your mom do it your house, in your childhood bedroom, with the childhood portrait of yourself looking on, and the camera made sure they got it.
Well, funny that you said it's funny that you set the scene, Poodle, because I think it's now time to talk about. And y'all, instead of talking about this, I think it's better that we have our first. This is our first, and hopefully not our last reality gaze insemination insemination theater.
There's no song for this. No, I can't do it.
I'm gonna be playing the role of Lisa the mom, and Poodle's gonna be playing the role of Lauren.
Oh,
so picture
God.
Lauren is on the bed on her back, and I'm mother. I'm Lisa the mother hovering over her like a mad scientist.
And her pants are down.
Pants
and
are down.
This, and there's this smoking.
The badge is just feeling the breeze.
There's this smoking thing of liquid nitrogen coming out with sperm.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mom's also got a dildo in her hand. Literally, y'all. Okay,
and
sorry.
And scene.
Mom. I'm so happy you're here to do this with me. This is sick. I'm sorry.
Fake.
Okay, I'll get back into character.
You fucking do this, Poodle. I have picked you up in Brea at 4 a.m. with nothing but your underwear and a used condom out your asshole. You're going to fucking do this theater for me.
For some days.
Not La Brea, y'all. Brea.
Brea. It's like an hour away.
Google it.
All right, fine. Okay, I'm back in character. I'm back in character. Mom, I'm so excited you're here with me to inseminate me.
Oh, honey, look, here's the jizz juice. Here it is.
Mom, don't call it jizz juice.
Oh, here it is, the life force right here. May the force be with you.
I wish you wouldn't make jokes right now.
Okay, now, honey, look what I got. I got this for you. Pulls out gigantic, cult, like, huge dildo you would get in a dildo store. Work, huh, honey?
Mom, I'm an out and proud lesbian. I don't need a penis going inside me to have a baby.
Oh, honey, it just was my last shot. I was gonna try. Sorry. Okay. How do I load this? Do you think this is like a super soaker? Do I just kind of put it in there? And then, oh, let's see. Oh, wow.
Oh.
Wow, okay. I need to put the dildo down because this is not like your father. Okay, I'm getting aroused. Alrighty,
Mom.
Alrighty.
Let's be serious.
The
childhood picture of me is looking on, and my vagina's exposed.
Oh, look at that! It's quivering. You must be ready. Okay. Oh boy, how'd you get it that moist too? It's just ready for it. So let's get this baby juice and just
spread
it.
There we go.
Spread it. And by the way, honey. Let me just do it. Here we go. All right. Now, think of something. I want you to close your eyes, honey. Take a breath. And I want you to sing a song. Sing a song that turns you on right now. Just sing one. That'll help. Baby thoughts. Something that just makes you feel sexy.
Working on the night moves.
There you go.
Good at this teenage blues.
Yeah, there you go,
working
honey.
On the night all right. moves.
Oh, yeah. Almost done. Okay.
Working on the night
moves. There you go. Okay. There you go. Okay, it's in there. We're done. The little swimmer's gonna go.
It's in there.
All right.
We may have just made a baby, Mama.
Oh, who thought? You and me, and we didn't even need your father to do it this time. And see.
I'm so sick to my stomach after that. She definitely sung Night Moves by Bob Seger, y'all.
I love the show so much.
Summer night, Saturday 1962. Ain't it funny how the night moves?
Here's what I want to say.
That was fucked up. That's just, y'all, this is fucked up.
I want to just say something. Mom didn't wear gloves.
No, she didn't.
Not one time did Mom put on gloves. Not one time. Not one time. Oh. So she literally probably put her left hand and spread her daughter's vagina lips to insert with her other hand. And I know she wiped her daughter's John when she was a baby.
I think this might be the most cringe thing that I've ever seen on television.
Oh.
And that includes
the last season of True Blood.
Yeah, and that interview with Tom Cruise telling Oprah that she can't wait. He loves Katie Holmes so much.
Yeah, uh-huh. or 2017. Okay, so wow. Val, that's all we got on that one. They're just laying there.
I'm still reeling. Hold on.
Wishing.
I'm still sick.
They're just wishing and hoping for a baby. Lauren
and
says,
she keeps
I'm just
saying,
picturing all that sperm racing up there.
She's like laying down with her and rubbing her body. Yeah. And it's just like,
And I
she
guess
did
it's
say,
nurturing.
I'm going to squirt the baby juice in you.
She did say the baby juice. I just kept hearing that Look Who's Talking, the Beach Boys song, the get around, get around, I get around you.
Yeah. Oh,
my mom inserted me. With.
Come on, little swimmers, swim up to my egg.
Swim up.
God. And then if I was Laura Lee and I found that out, first of all, I'd be so creeped out. And then I'd say, and then there's the cold cruelty aspect of it.
Yeah.
And the mom even says that, you know, we're closer than her and her partner, Laura Lee, are. And I'm like, don't say the quiet part out loud.
It really goes back
That's shitty.
You know, I got to put a lot of judgments on the moms for these. I mean, yes, the children too, but with these moms, I just think, what a disservice to your child. Yeah. You would want your child to be with a partner and develop a closeness with
them. It's very selfish.
I can't imagine them having good marriages of their own. The only one who seems to be in a good marriage is Dawn and Cher, or Dawn. Or Cher, whichever who.
Yeah, I think Kathy and Christina are fine. I think Christina's fine.
Is Kathy married? We never see Kathy's husband.
She is.
Oh, yeah. Good for her. I thought she was divorced just because we never see her. Well, sure. I thought they were.
I think she's married. I think her husband is probably some Italian guy's like, I'm not going to be on TV. Are you kidding me?
He's like, he's mafia. He doesn't want his picture on television. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song, or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are four tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreau!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's QUINCE.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quince.com/realitygaze.
Let's move on, and so I can kind of get a little bit less sick.
Okay. Was Carlo this attractive before? Or is that
He's always been this attractive. God.
I bet
he could slap me across the face with a veal parmesan.
Y'all, he's I've been with these type of Italians.
Roll me in breadcrumbs, find the wet spot.
There's no body hair. It's all shaved. Like even
his
it's like just smooth. Now, he just puts like olive oil or lotion on his body to moisturize it.
Here's the thing, y'all. He's a complete and utter douche.
Oh.
However, in the night, he fucks real good.
Real good, Christina. Good
now,
for you.
I have a feeling that you'd probably want him to do something else, so he's really not communicative during sex.
I don't think he does butts. I don't think he does butts.
No, I don't think so either.
I think he's more
I think I would
Catholic.
Probably I'd keep him around for maybe two or three outings, and then I'd have to say bye.
Yeah, I think he's going to stick to the Stations of the Cross, and that's it.
It's the truth. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Ghost. Yeah.
We enjoy a little Judas.
That's a good way of talking about it.
Let's talk. So Kathy has dropped.
She's got devil horns on her car. God, I hate seasonal car ornaments. I've already talked about how I hate fucking deer antlers.
But I do love Kathy, and I love that they're having fun with it. Yeah. And Christine, she tells Christine, she's like, "I got a costume for you." And Christine's
it's a sexy devil.
And that's where we find out for Halloween. What is Kathy going to be?
Drumroll. Gene Simmons, y'all. So she's been on. She's seen on social media when people compared her. I wasn't the first to do it, but I saw it somewhere that she was Gene. She looked like Gene Simmons, so we called her Gene Simmons.
You did.
She puts on the full makeup. I love how she can laugh at herself, y'all.
Yeah.
This is the hallmark of a reality star who knows their brand and really sticks to it.
Yeah. Because there's docuseries stars and then there's reality stars, you know?
They're the only ones who could probably have their own series.
Yeah, because Dawn and Cher would make me poke my eyes out by episode 3.
There's not enough comedy. There needs to be a lot of comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, on a, Extreme Sisters, I kind of could see, spin off of Brooke and Bailey, but only if Jill was free, released from her contract that summer from Great Barrington, so that way she could... be there to
Barrington stage.
Yeah, from Barrington. So she could be there to film the role of the mother. Sorry, y'all, again, Extreme Sisters, but they all
blend
together.
She's doing...
if you're not listening to Extreme Sisters, I don't know why y'all get it on the $8 tier. Good
she's
God.
Doing Mama so Rose good. At Peoria Unlimited Company.
Exactly.
Theater company.
Oh, so
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So, okay. So... she's going to be Gene Simmons. And again, Kathy's like, I like a big, not a really a lot of happens here, y'all, but she's like, I like a big celebration. And
this
so
is every holiday she decorates.
And then
if you're not following her on Instagram, it's something to see.
Yeah.
I can't really, I don't know what it is now, but it is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. She's funny. And so y'all, so they're, Carly shows up, the other sister. If you remember Carly from last season,
yeah, they
tried to set her up on a date. It didn't go well.
They basically interfere with her life.
They interfere with her dating life as well, a lot. So, but Carly, y'all, Carly totally pulled a poodle.
This, as soon as she did it, I'm like, I would do this.
You would do that. She got drunk, and when the guy, so clarify, did the guy say he loved her, or did
no,
she say
she
I love
it? I was confused too. And she's like, love you, love you.
She's like, love you. And the guy was like, what?
I don't love you back.
He was like, I've only been on 3 dates with you. I just finger banged you in the back of a, of my like Ford Focus. Like, what the hell? And so, but then Kathy says, this is what happens with Kylie. This is the poodle move. She finds these guys. She makes them all go mush. And then she's like, I don't like them anymore.
It's fair. I like when they want me. But then when they want me too much and there's no kind of like tug of war. There's no – I just can't respect them sexually anymore. So
– because you're like, wow, you did some really – dirty, filthy shit. Yes, with me. But it was really lowering to my standards now. I can't love you for that.
No, it's not even that. It's just that they're...
I mean, motorboated me in a Howard Johnson.
it's not even that. It's like, yes, they can do filthy stuff, but then they can't back it up. I have to push all the buttons.
Oh.
I'm like, I'm telling you, I told you how you can make me come. You got to hit me with the 94 Dodge Camaro, the Chevy Camaro. That's going to do it. Then choke me.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, so.
Sorry, I took a drink of my ice cream.
They're basically, they're razzing Carly as they always do.
They are.
And she bought Carlo a pizza costume. They're like, oh, because he's the pizza boy.
He's the pizza guy.
Now, I will say, that's a lame costume.
And I know. Because Kathy looks amazing. Christina looks fucking smoking as a devil. She looks great. The kids are cute. Everybody kind of debates. And so instead of doing that costume,
they're carving pumpkins, you guys.
They're carving pumpkins. And Carlo comes out and he's got a very scary outfit. I did not enjoy it.
It's a scary clown. And the kids freak out, which I kind of would too. They're like, Carlo, why don't you buy the pizza costume? You're the pizza boy.
They kind of get upset about it,
but it's, you can tell a lot of the drama here. This is why they could not have their own series, you guys. There's no real sadness here. They all get along. Yes, it's made up drama. It's kind of like Jersey Shore in that way.
Yeah.
Now, agreed. Angelina was a bitch, so y'all. So there was some drama there.
I think they have drama in that. I think Carlo's having drama with his family. I think he's having drama with his family, but we're not really talking about that.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Because they skirted over the, you know, he left the family business. You can't be Italian and leave an Italian pizza place that's your family business.
I agree. He's not really speaking. Yeah.
So
they have curated exactly what they want to talk about.
For sure. And so Carlo, but that's where we find out that Carly, the guy Carly said, I love you too, is Carlo's friend.
And basically Carly has done this once before by dating Carlo's brother.
Again.
And now the brother doesn't really speak to them a lot.
Poodle move. By the way, did you notice this is
Can't help it, I'm lovable.
Yeah. Lovable. That's
more like fuckable. Yeah.
Yeah. More like
people get obsessed with me.
Yeah. Or they just like that you let them.
I kind of lure them in.
Yeah. Okay. So I just want to say, I just noticed it's Kathy, Christina, Carly, Carlo. Isn't the kid's name
Cross? And the
father's Cross?
Dominic. Yes, the kid's name is Cross.
So I bet the other kids are all C names.
I'm not sure.
I would be like my grandma.
Kathy's with a K, though. Kathy is with a K.
I would be like my grandma Hazel and all this. I would just be like, hey, Carly, I mean Chrissy, I mean Connie, I mean Cece, I mean, God damn it, come over here. I would never know any of these names.
I'm sure they run into their own problems. But basically y'all, Gene Simmons spills the beans.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, Carlo, she's seeing that guy, you know, your friend. And he's like, she said, that's why we all call you poison to Carly. Yeah. I have a feeling Carly's kind of the person who gets kicked around in this family.
I do say my favorite moment is when, and so it kind of ends when Kathy says, well, you know, Christina says, you know, I hate that I'm going to be going to the pizza restaurant more. They're setting up the drama, y'all, of the season. It's going to be that Christina's going to work the pizza place and Kathy's going to get pissed. That's what's going to be the drama. And so she's like, but also Carlo's got to know that my mom's the most important thing. And that's when Kathy says, yeah, you got to guilt your kids young. That's what I did. You didn't really do it young enough.
You've already failed.
Christina's just like, fuck.
There is a moment where they're fighting and everyone's screaming, and the child Cross just has a knife cutting it towards himself.
Yeah, just
make it sawing away at the pumpkin. I'm like, you should not have given this child a knife. That is an adult thing that adults do.
Yeah, it was bad.
Y'all, if I would have been given a knife to cut myself at Cross's age, someone would have been in the emergency room that night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poodle can't use a knife now. He almost cut himself during our foodie call show, available on our Instagram.
I did cut myself earlier that day, actually. excuse me.
So, Cher, you ready?
What are you doing?
Oh, Cher, we're back.
Okay, y'all. Was anybody else screaming to see Belle, who looks just like her father?
Just like her father.
Jared. He looks just like Jared.
They're not going to be twins at all. I want to say, I forgot, y'all. Dawn is...
They're going to dye that child's hair.
Dawn is 60 fucking years old.
She looks good.
She looks fan fucking.
She's had good work done. I just wish she would do her hair better. It's always that kind of limp, wavy perm.
No. Her hair was normally kind of straight before. It's that this season they both decided to have perm hair. You didn't notice that? It's all been like hot rolled curled hair before, and this season is perm.
Yeah, it looks bad on her.
It's not great, but
I know what you're saying.
Y'all, we get the intro. Were they on season one? I think they were.
Yes.
So
they've been on every season.
Like Kathy and Christina. They've been on every season. So they're, you know, the rundown.
Sunny and Angelica.
Yeah, but they're basically like twins, which they do. They look like twins. They do everything the same.
We've got it all, blah, blah, blah. My mom sounds like Janice from Friends. I'm glad they acknowledged it because the entire social media is saying it.
They do. And so the producer finally said, well, do you wish anything was different? And Dawn says,
I wish my mother moved in New York City. I wish she lived closer.
Because they had to move because Jared's a doctor. Just like Cher's husband's a doctor. And they have to move to New York City for his residency. So.
And they still live there. So.
Still there.
Although it sounded like, maybe I was unclear. She's like, I'm over it now. As it sounds like that now that I don't think they're living in Florida now, but I think she wants to move to Florida.
I think she wants, because that's where Dawn lives, in Florida. Again, at the Casa del Armor.
I don't get it. And the house is kind of isolated for like Florida.
It was in old medieval times. Maybe they renovated it. We don't know. I will say this. Bella is 17 months old, and she's a cute kid. And
she looks just like her father. Thank God.
There's not really a lot happens. It's that they show up, and Cher and Dawn see each other. And like, oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, they're hugging. And Cher says, now that I'm a mother, I understand how much my mother loves me, and I would do anything for my daughter, and I call her even more than I used to call her. So which is sweet. They're like having this moment.
The only drama is that Cher says that Belle sleeps with them in the bed, which that's normal for attachment people who do that to do. But some people do that. And she says, we have intimacy, can't really have intimacy issues because she's right there. Or if she does sleep, we wake her up or blah, blah, blah. And so Dawn is like, I'll watch Belle. You can have some date nights. It's very important for you to have intimacy. And she's like, and then Dawn even says, you know, sometimes when you call us, we stop having intimacy. And she's like, no.
No, mother. She's like, it happens. Now, I will say, this is maybe, I'm trying to think on this show, we don't see a lot of parents that are stepping in to try to tell their child to support their relationship with their husband or wife and try to.
Dawn's a good mom. Dawn's a good mom. Yes, she does try.
She's overbearing, especially with the baby and things like that. But she's a good mom.
She's a good mom. Not like Lisa, who we're just going to say, Lisa's not doing good parenting.
Lisa's not doing. Yeah. Whereas Dawn recognizes that Cher needs to have this kind of closeness with her husband. Because also it goes back to, you can tell, like, at least, unless they're great liars, but when we see Dawn and her husband together, you can tell they like each other. At least they
do. He's a nice guy.
He's funny.
He's not her dad, I don't think. I think that's her stepfather.
Yes.
So it's not that kind of weirdness sometimes. But they do have this thing that Cher and Dawn have always done. They're like, Dawn says, if you were the car speeding to you, I would let it hit my body and die.
No, then I would die at the same time because I have to die the same time as you, Mom.
And then I would give you my heart. So it would always be there beating inside your body.
Oh, I wouldn't let you do that, honey. I come back.
I come back.
ridiculous
shit.
I
look back and say no.
They do that.
They do that a lot.
For them, it's a little charming. For Sarah and Lori, it was painful.
God. Oh,
Sarah. Sarah, you would give me a kidney.
Mom!
Oh, God, they were hard to watch.
God, I want to
suck
Miguel's
cock.
I'm so
glad they're gone.
I kind of missed them. It's weird.
And Miguel's hot gay brother, who we still follow on Instagram. Yes.
Danny something.
Every time he posts a story, I'm like, ooh, girl, show me your dick.
I don't know what he says because it's all in Spanish. I don't care.
He's hot. So hot.
Is it wrong that I miss them? I miss the weird.
You're wrong.
The
You're incorrect.
I miss it.
You're sick.
Anyway,
they were awful.
Let's talk about something more dysfunctional.
They made me sad.
Let's talk about Carla and
Rakia. Now, I want to say just something.
Rakia was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he.
He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And she asked the same. You're going to do a new lyric.
As the girlfriend came over, she asked her if she had sex. She
watched pornos.
Hey, Rakia. Are you talking about pouring up that tree? Because I'm eating at your house today.
She really does. I'm still amazed that you knew that song because you didn't go to Vacation Bible School. That wasn't a Catholic thing.
I know. Well, I know, but I told you. Well, no, but we sang in a Sunday school, in regular Sunday school. And then I did go to Stoptown Baptist Church.
You went to their Vacation Bible School.
I went to their Vacation Bible School, mainly because they serve cookies. Anyway,
did they try to get you to convert renounce the Virgin Mary as your mistress goddess?
Yes, I'm 8 years old. Matthew, have you been watched in the blood?
Yes, with love and joy. Oh, I love blood.
What does that mean exactly?
What's that mean?
Thankfully, you were too. You've said this. I've never really talked about this. I was a very willful child. You did not convince me to do things when I was a kid. I'm much more, I think, adaptable now. But when I was a kid, nope. We went to a Catholic church. My mother went to a church, Catholic church. I loved my mother. She taught Sunday school there, and you weren't going to tell me any different.
Did they ever say, son, we want to baptize you. You want to come up to the baptismal font and get dunked?
And the
woodland
thing is,
scene.
My mother, she told me before I go, she would say, now, if they ask you about baptism in a Catholic church, we baptized you as a baby.
Yeah.
So that way, if you died as a child, your soul wouldn't go to hell.
And you're like, what?
And I went, what? No, son, you're good. You're good. Mama gotcha. I took care of you as a baby.
And they're like, but.
So when they ask you to get in, this is my mother's words, quote. So when they ask you to get into that shitty bathtub, say no. That's what my mother said.
I'll never forget going to church with my friend. We'd go into a Baptist church, and they were baptizing a child who was kind of had a speech impediment. And he would say, I don't want to go in the water. I don't want to go in the water. And he also would flail around, and they kind of pulled him underneath, and he went in with, you like to kill me. My brother and I laughed in church so loudly. And the mother who, my mother wasn't there, but the mother who was there saying, stop it, stop it. So embarrassing. Wow. You like to kill me.
Your poor mother never could take you anywhere.
No.
So Carla and Rakia, y'all, they're our newest, or one of our new moms. And so y'all corrected us. I didn't realize you were saying this when we talked about last time. You thought they were saying Soulful Sunday.
Thought they were.
I knew it in my head. It was soul food. And
why didn't you tell me?
I didn't think about it in the moment. I just didn't. And then when I saw it.
Because
yes,
soul food Sundays would have made complete sense.
That's
to
when
me.
I was like, why does this not make sense to Poodle? And that made me laugh. That I was like, Poodle thought they were going to. Anyway, it's soul food Sunday. So they're having soul food, y'all. And so. Carla,
I just didn't understand. I kept hearing Soulful Sundays.
Well, they have an accent. And so, I mean, just a drawl. And so. So now, Carla's like, well, I think, you know, I think that Carla's basically like, I think Rasheed is bringing over his girlfriend for Soul Food Sunday because, well, I guilted him. I think that's probably the reason.
Yeah, no shit. You're aware.
It told him he made me feel like I wasn't a good parent, which is what she did.
And she's like, and Rakia's like, so when she comes over, you're not going to ask about sex? And she's like, well, I'll just ask if they videotape. See, now this is...
And Rakia was like, she's grown. What you think?
And then she's basically, you guys, this is the couple, this is the mother-sister couple that has no boundaries.
That have watched each other's sex tapes. Remember that. Remember that. And that actually grosses me out more than the insemination.
To me, it's just a symptom of having no boundaries at all. The insemination for me is worse, not just because that it's an insemination at home and your mom's doing it, but also the betrayal that it's that you're going behind the back of your partner.
And so Rakia even says, Mom, don't ask her those questions. He's not going to bring her back. That's why he's been so hesitant. She's like, well, we'll see.
So when people are basically thinking, they're like, Lord, thank you. Does this happen in your family when they mention people who are there in their prayers?
It's
and thank you
weird.
For bringing so-and-so back to us. I'm like, yeah, God can see me. You don't have to mention me right here.
I always feel like it's breaking the fourth wall of prayer.
That is exactly what it is. It's breaking the fourth.
Yeah,
you talk about people who aren't there.
Yeah.
And you don't talk about people who are there. Like when I'm home sometimes, my dad will be praying for the blessings. Like, and thank you for bringing Jake back home to us. It's almost like it's trying to flatter me in prayer.
Yes.
It's weird.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm always uncomfortable to be prayed about.
Father, thank you so much for Rasheed bringing that Chelsea girl here today. She's so much better than the last girl that I saw 3 years ago. Who was really uppity and stuck up, and hopefully Chelsea will not mind when I talk about her sex life the first time in meeting her. And Father, we just want to thank you for the food. Amen.
It was a Father, we just prayer. So she's asked Rasheed about meeting Chelsea. Has asked Rasheed about meeting the family of four. And he said no. And you know why? Because they're going to be really inappropriate, and he knows it.
And so she starts, not even like, oh, so where are you from? What do you do? It's immediately about them. Just
This is really staged. This is very staged.
I don't know if it's staged. I just thought it was really pointed and not appropriate. It was just so.
It felt unnatural to me. That's why I was thinking it's staged.
I you know what? I kind of think that's Carla. I just think a woman who asks these kind of questions, I don't think she can. Again, we said this last week and we were dead on. Carla always makes it about her.
Yeah.
And she wants to make people feel either uncomfortable, shamed, or whatever, so she can feel superior and feel better about herself. And so she's immediately saying, like, well, how did you meet? He slid in her DMs. And so they kind of say, well, Carla says, well, how'd you like that cornbread? And, oh, it's good. Well, are you doing what grown folks do?
And they're like, Idris, get out of the room. Idris, go get some pie.
Idris goes to his bedroom to eat Marie Callender's frozen chocolate satin pie by himself.
Which, let me tell you, he has to do that a lot.
A lot. And while he leaves the room, I think it's the best time for us to do an episode we like to call Reality Gaze Theater.
You just deafened everyone.
Maybe.
I'll be playing the role of Carla.
The mom, Carla.
Yeah.
I'll be playing a little bit of Rakia, maybe some Chelsea. We're going to see how it goes.
All right. So
they're sitting at the dinner table. They're eating and singing.
Well, it's so good that you're here, Chelsea. You're such a
Mama.
Beautiful girl.
Mama, be careful, Mama.
So how long have you guys, been together? How long have you been, how long have you been swabbing her deck? How long have you been piercing her veil?
Excuse me.
How long long have you been? Rashid, have you put your lips on her vagina?
Do you
watch porn?
Mama, I told you.
You
not
know
to
the
bring
good
the
kind.
No, Mama, don't
when people
talk about
are watching, have you heard of cuckold porn?
Oh, Mama,
when
Mama,
someone catches you,
Mama.
Sometimes I like to think about people catching me. Sometimes I think about my neighbor.
So, Mama, just
sex toys. Everybody uses sex toys. The minister down the block uses sex toys. I know because I'm peeking in them windows.
Do you have any more water? Mama, I told you not to. Don't be talking about
Well, we should talk about some waxing.
Justin Dio, yeah, my mama and I wax. We wax each other. Let's talk about waxing,
I mean, it's so
mama.
Easy. You just get a bunch of hot wax
and
I spread her cheeks
and
I do what I need to do.
She does it from stem to stern. It's just smooth. It's just smooth. That's a bowling alley.
I know you pay lots of money to do that. How much do you pay for a wax?
Strike!
$10?
I just pay like, you know, so I don't want spreading my cheeks for my mom. I'm just going to do it.
That's
you
fair.
What I got. Okay.
I get that.
Why? But your mom spread your cheeks when you're young.
She's your mom.
She's
your mom. Why not? Your mom's senior. If your mom just wants to trace the outlining of your butthole with a finger, that's a thing that moms do.
Yeah. You know how in high school people made those silhouettes to put on their cafeteria walls? Well, my mom, she traced my ass.
Butthole still. It's butthole. You know, it's back there in the closet. Her butthole wet.
Yeah.
It's silhouette.
In the mud room, ironically.
And scene.
Wow, first mudroom joke. All right, everybody. That is almost verbatim how it was.
Chelsea
horrible.
Had the quote of the episode that says, "I don't know if I want my mom to spread my cheeks."
Yeah.
And that is a completely fair assessment.
And
Rashid
then when
said afterwards, they were soft on you, actually.
They were soft because Chelsea was kind of like, I think I can take it. But what I think is going to be when Chelsea said, well, I'm best friends with my mom. And I thought, can we please have Chelsea's mom meet Carla? And please. I just want mothers to fight this season.
I don't know if they will. I don't know if it's that kind of thing because Chelsea seemed pretty normal. Who knows? That's the show, though, y'all.
That's all I have. That's all I have.
All right. What's our sign off for this? I always forget.
Y'all, we do want to remind you, go to realitygazepodcast.com for all of our other shows. Be sure to go to our Instagram. Remember, y'all, foodie call Reality Gaze Podcast. Also, as Poodle said, come at us on Cameo. You can get your Father's Day cameos coming on June 20th. Nothing like a Carl's wife or a Civil War letter or now Peg the Peloton teacher.
Pig McCarthy, the Australian first Australian Peloton teachers,
who
sometimes doing cameos.
Who's a little out of shape and doesn't talk and ride the bike well at the same time. Yeah,
that was a complete miscalculation on Pig's part.
Anyway,
she
y'all.
Didn't know she'd have to talk and also pedal her Peloton.
How many have you gotten?
You're
going to
see
now?
A wallaby. I've got one more I need to do. Hopefully not a lot.
Please, y'all. Poodle needs—he's gonna eat pieces.
No, it's actually really hard to do them. I have to set up a fucking light.
Remember when I did a Carl's Wife cameo and you said that's a lot to do? I hope you set a standard. I hope you're ready for that. Maybe you should take your own advice.
Fuck off.
Anyway, y'all, we don't have a sign off for some.
What did we say? Was it crab cake or?
It was something like a "We love your mother." We'll have to go.
No,
listen.
It wasn't. Maybe it was "Say hello to your mother for me." Someone will tell us.
You know what? Somebody tell us because we're too lazy to go back and listen to our prior episodes.
Mum's the word.
Mum's the word.
That's dumb. It's too
That's
honey.
Dumb, y'all. But we appreciate you so much. We love y'all. We love this show, and we'll see you next week. Say bye, Poodle.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.